I really didn't realize that I was wounded or I'd been hitting the arms and legs until I got down. At altitude, it didn't bother me like it did down at the ground. And, of course, we were busy on the airplane trying to exit. When I got down close to the ground, well, it began to sting and hurt, and I saw blood running out of my parachute, all of my flying suit, and down on my shoes, and down my sleeves. And I started to get my parachute lodged in a little tree, and then I realized, oh, boy, I ain't walking too good. And about this time, I looked around in the little field that I come down on the edge of, and there came six German soldiers with their rifles in the ready position. And I thought, well, what am I going to do now? If I run, they'll just shoot me, and I can't run anyway. So there was a stump there, a tree cut off, and I just sat down and waited for them. So they come in and gesturing and made me stand up, and I'd carried my GI shoes down, and I had a ration of candy in my pocket of my flying suit. When they searched me, the first thing they took was my pair of shoes. The next thing they got was my ration of candy. They motioned for me to stand up, and of course this hurts me, and they motioned me to march back, or walk back towards where they had come. There was a bus parked at the end of that field, and I tried to tell them I couldn't walk, and I tried it, and I went down. They put me on my parachute and drugged me and carried me to the bus. So it was humane treatment, first thing. Then I remember laying in later that night, they took me into the dispensary, and I remember laying on the stretcher in the hallway of that dispensary, and them German soldiers passing and talking and going on. And of course, I didn't know what they were saying. Scared to death.